Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I should have tested it today. My rosacea. I'm having rosacea.
Well, it's because
it's just caffeine, nerves, and I know I get it on this podcast, but I have to like do this big like summit for this company coming up soon. I don't want to say the company because it's like private, or maybe I'll post about it, but it's more internal, and I'm going to be speaking for like hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh wow, that's literally my like nightmare every night. When if I do have a nightmare and I like it's that. Yeah, for sure. And it's not only that, it's everybody just like laughing or pointing.
Yeah, it's just having that responsibility and that much attention. And I did speech like in college and high school.
Are you talking about just like social media?
But it's just I even when I was filming like myself doing these like videos that are going to be on the virtual stream for this conference, I would start getting rosacea. I'm like, God, I can't even film myself right now. It looks ridiculous.
Why don't you like put a little bit of makeup or something?
Well, I learned that there's this dermatology like a cream that you can get, but it's too late for me to get the cream because the event's coming up. But I learned Afrin. If you put Afrin in CeraVe PM, if you mix those two together, apparently that's the thing they prescribe you from the dermatologist. So I bought both. I'm gonna test it, and I saw people.
Careful, it's your face.
I know that's what I'm.
He has a flare up.
That's what I'm saying.
But this, I could have had it. I had a terrible flare up in front of these hundreds of people. But I was like, I should have done it during recording.
Got it.
So I could like test it.
Damn it. Yeah. But you know what? They do sell this shit. This girl gave it to me once. I only used it a couple times, but it might be too much because it's a large portion of your face. It's like this green thing because when you mix green with red, it turns it into your skin color.
Yes.
It's like the mixture of the two colors. So why don't you try that and see if that works? I forget what it's called. I think it's like a manipulator or something. Oh, correction. Red correction.
Because AI was telling me when I was filming my video, they were like, I was just like, I'm having terrible rosacea. I was just curious what it would tell me.
Yeah.
And it said like, if you also get good green lighting, it can help.
Yeah.
Reduce the redness in the face. So yeah.
Well, good thing we have green lighting today on this episode because
that green light, I want it.
Oh, I miss her. She just put on an album. I completely forgot about
it. Boy,
that.
She's been around.
I know.
But just let's go stick with the club hits. Well, even though it was kind of clubby, I don't know. How are you, Heath?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. I am exactly what the thumbnail says. It's creeping up on me. I know you're sober, Heath, so we don't expect that from you. But maybe you could have like a couple energy drinks or something. You know,
I'm hopped up, baby. Don't you worry.
Good. But Matt, I saw Matt.
I did full of a 2-milligram gummy, and then I did like half of a 5-milligram gummy.
Okay.
So I'm like,
and that's why I like you, Matt. You are a risk taker.
A little bit. You know I mean? Got to get the people what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I will ever be as high as that one episode.
Oh.
I was gone.
Our first one?
Yeah,
The fact that I was laughing about an Xbox controller shape for like 30 minutes straight.
Oh, Buki, I think that was a sober episode.
No,
I think because that shit was hilarious. We were
it was really funny.
No, you're right. I think it was like a bonus.
Yeah, it was one of
high episode. Yeah.
Can we pause for just 1 second?
Yeah,
your sound is not.
Yeah,
I
you
think
don't
you
sound the clearest.
Normally.
Oh, hold on.
Now you sound a little better.
Now we're in.
There we go. That's it. This is the real stuff that we like to show.
Are we showing this?
No, I'm cutting all this out.
Honestly, Matt, maybe by the time we're 60, we might just. Because we're going to need to take some time. We're going to be tired.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't talk for an hour and a half on a podcast every week when I'm 60.
Who knows, but we could be just like old and like deranged.
Oh, no, we're going to want to be doing like 5-hour episodes.
Oh,
we're
really?
We're just going to want to hear something. Just, you know how old people get. They just want to start talking. They want somebody to listen.
Yeah.
We will be a lot more bored.
Stay with us.
Yes.
Please. Stay with us.
Stay as long as you possibly can, because it'd be really, honestly, just kind of fun for you guys to watch from the first episode to the 4,000th episode.
Who are the oldest people out there that have like a podcast? There have to be some old dude podcast, but like, how old does it go?
I feel like if they're old, they're really like, they're a host of something. They're really, really well spoken. They're a talk show host. But I don't think like, just a normal old dude, except for Mariah's uncle when he tried.
Jared just pulled this up. Yeah. Ida Schuster, who started her podcast at the age of 101.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yo, but I would tune in. She's got some stuff to talk about.
But you
got to
put that like in 2x speed. I don't know how with it she is, but yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm zooted. I'm comfortable. Like, I mean, I took the gummies. You were a little late today.
I know. I'm sorry.
So the gummies have like fully hit me. But I'm good. I got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to cover. So let's just hop into
it. I wish I was like Matt when I was high or when I'm high. When I'm high, I'm just like, oh, panic. Oh, shit. The world is ending. I'm literally spiraling into an impending fucking dark hole.
This is actually my favorite place to be high too.
That's crazy.
Because I think the audience kind of likes it.
Because I just get like more stupid than I already am. You know, I'm just like, my brain like works half the time and now it's just like 10%. Again, that's what I'm going to bring to this episode, 10%. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But like,
Matt, we're going to have to carry
I'm
here.
I'm trying 100. But
say it
like,
at the end. It's going to be like here.
I'm already like that sober when I do these normal episodes. I sink more and more throughout the episode. But
have you ever seen when Richard Dreyfuss was on Bill Maher's podcast? He like got Richard Dreyfuss like a little drunk and like someone does like a compilation of him throughout the interview. And at the end, dude, Richard Dreyfuss is like obliterated. Like, look, that's how low in this
podcast is. Real.
Yeah. I even think he may have forgot that he was like really on a podcast and was just having a conversation with Bill Maher.
It's
just
like,
he is that low on the ground.
That's how you know that was a good episode. When you forget that you're being recorded, and that's how you know
flows by. But
exactly.
All right, let's run that intro.
Okay, Matt.
It's coffee talk, baby.
I haven't smoked a bong since high school. I fucking hate that.
It's been a long time, huh? Or Matt, you remember this one where it would be like this? Where you pull it up out of like the bucket?
Oh, yeah, the gravity bong.
Oh my god, terrible! Did you guys ever do like the wax,
the dab?
Oh my. Never again. And you'd be in the shittiest apartment doing that like on a fucking stove with some like
cat hair all over you. You got some in your mouth.
A friend of a friend of a friend who has some bird they haven't fed in like days. Yes. There's like a fish tank with like a whole
are you
algae.
Talking about my neighbor?
If you're doing dabs,
you were there.
That's like where you're fucking at.
It's crazy that people do that for fun. It feels like something doctors use to sedate you for days. Like, it's like, it makes no sense how people like want to take something that powerful and enjoy it.
So if you do like that much, can you technically be high for like a couple days?
Dude, like, it's tolerance. Usually people who are doing that are people who are like daily smokers. And so if you're taking 5 milligrams of THC, that ain't nothing. Like, it's like,
if I smoked every single day and just every day I'm in a state of panic and I keep smoking every single, does that get better or I will always be?
There's actually a documentary. Remember Supersize Me, where the guy ate McDonald's every day for 30 days?
Yeah, but there was a weed involved in that?
No, Doug Benson, the comedian. You may recognize him from like I Love the 80s and Best Week Ever on VH1. He did a documentary where he smoked every day for 24 hours for like 30 days to see like what
Sounds
it would be.
Like, okay.
He even took like the SATs like before and after. It's like a silly stoner documentary.
So it was real though. Like it was actually.
Yeah.
And he was smoking the whole day?
Just high on THC from the moment he woke up to when he went to bed.
Oh my God. Dude, there's people that feel like that's like sober. Feel that like insane anxiety. Like at that point, what is that? Like you're so, like when you're so fucking super you're just paranoid.
You're functional. I know some people who like, you know, work high. Like, oh God, hold on. I got to answer an email. I'm like, you're fucking hitting your dab pen. And they're like, no problem. CC on that. Yeah, I'll send the chart over. Let me just update this Google slide. You're
that's
like,
that's insane. That,
I can't.
It's wild how their brain can still operate. Functioning.
I would just be eating nonstop for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to eat something.
I was thinking the same thing. Matt, I'm so sorry.
Baby, when the munchies call, you got to pick up.
My stomach is empty, and I do not do this when my stomach is empty. So, Jared,
to be honest,
we're on the lunch break.
I'm kind of hungry, too.
This lunch break is brought to you by Carl's Jr. And you know that this is the perfect partnership because this is our 420 episode and this is the 420 deal, baby.
You got the build your own bag too?
This is exactly what I was fiending for.
Okay. This could be me building your bag.
What else? This isn't a mukbang, is it? Because you have to eat a lot of food, right? I got Diet Coke, obviously, because I'm trying to stay skinny.
Same.
Fried onion ring. Every time I order all the shit and then I get a Diet Coke, they judge me for it. Just get a regular. It's like, but Diet Coke is Diet Coke. If I drink Diet Coke, I can have more Carl's
exactly.
Jr. I can have
you
more
get to
chicken
save
stars.
Yourself.
Like, what's wrong honestly, with you? That's like, it's that's literally science.
It's moments like this where I wish we had the arms.
I don't need it. I need just one hand to eat. Period. One hand, one mouth, other hand, Mike.
Go off, King.
Who cares? This looks super cute, super fried, and let's see if it's super right.
That's called motherfucking bug!
I don't know if you know these English words, but they had me like a thrown back. Do you know what that is? A thrown back? When I read a lot of books.
When that sandwich give you whiplash, it just hit me. Tony's middle name?
Carl.
Carl.
Shut up.
He's Carl Jr. My son is literally Carl Jr.
Your mind, low key, motivates me.
It'd be like that.
All right, I want y'all to hear this crunch. You know that's right.
We should do a lunch break every episode.
I think people really like this.
I think so
you know
too.
Who's gonna like this? Audio listeners are gonna love this.
Even if they don't, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
This is the size that a burger needs to be. You see this? I want to fit in one hand. I don't need these quadruple stack. This is what I want.
Give me that good Cali burger.
And I'll die on that mountain.
It's hitting every spot.
Oh my God. This is about to frick you up.
Are you about to put that on burger?
Yes!
And Carl knew what he was doing. He was cooking with this one.
I kind of want to meet the founder.
He was doing it for the people. He was doing it for us.
Tell me that does not look freaking cute. Yes!
The breading and crunch on this is out of control.
A lot of these places, the breading doesn't even like stay. Oh my God!
I will be feeling real good after this.
I almost forgot Tony existed.
That's how good
that's
it is.
That's how happy, yeah.
Honestly, me too.
It's because I have one hand right now, so it's really tough. I need just one hand to eat. I want to fit in one hand.
You got to do the armpit trick. When you have a kid, you start learning little tricks of the trade.
Oh, hey.
There you go. See?
You should probably tell them how much this costs.
Oh, sorry. I got you.
They're going to want to know this deal.
$4.20 for my rewards members on the app. And it's available all day.
Are you holding a blunt? Oh, that's a french fry. I was like, damn, we flipped you quick.
And if you're a weirdo and you don't have a cell phone, so you can't download the My Rewards app, don't worry. It is available late night, but it's going to be $5.99, which is why you got to use the app. And it's going to be available after 420, still for that $5.99 price.
Nice. And guys, it was not a surprise that these chicken stars landed my. This is part of the deal. You're getting the Cali burger and you're getting chicken stars. It's like a side of fries, but it's not. It's a whole side of protein.
And there's so many options to choose from for the build your own bag. You could just go on, customize it, pick and choose whether you want the burger or you want the chicken sandwich. You're going to get some french fries, onion rings, and it's always going to come with the chicken stars, baby.
That's our lunch break. Thank you so much. And let's get you right back into the episode, baby. Get lit. I don't think I can even watch TV because I don't even understand what the fuck is on my screen. All I want to do is just eat Oreos and eat desserts and eat ice cream and eat sweets and then delete
everything.
Delete all my social media that I don't like. So I'll go through my Instagram page and I just start deleting pictures. I'm like, oh, wow, that was lame. That was lame. I can't believe I posted that with that caption. I'm going to delete my whole entire profile.
There is nothing worse than like doing, let me just check out how I look to the world when you're high online. Yes. Let me just see what people are seeing.
I do that sober.
Like, oh,
no, I can't. I refuse to look in the mirror. Like if I was like,
oh, Heath.
Dude.
Oh, when you're high.
I literally couldn't go into the bathroom and look myself in the eye. Like I would just avoid, just head down until you get past the mirror, go around the corner, refuse to look at myself.
I heard Eve, like when you're drunk that it's fine, but like I've done it when I was high and I swear you start seeing something else even on weed. Because weed to me is like acid. It's just like it is a it's like a hallucinogen. It just works differently in my body.
Okay, shrooms are the worst to look in the mirror, I think. Because
I feel like that would break your brain.
It's not.
It's not recommended.
It's not the worst, it is the worst actually.
Yeah, it's not. But I've never again.
Then cocaine, you're like.
Yeah, that's the one thing you do off of a mirror.
I'm just kidding.
They like you, you like, want to look at yourself.
You look thinner after. You're like,
yeah, you do just, cocaine on a mirror, right?
Yeah, someone you're just Christian Bale the whole time. Like,
someone on cocaine thought of that. Like, there's so many cocaine rituals that are like such a cocaine thought. Like, oh, we need it on a mirror so we know that we're getting every single bit of it. Oh, we should use a dollar to snort it. Because,
but how does, but how does a mirror? Dollar. I don't think a mirror is the best. If you do it on like a black, how are you going to?
Because I think you can really see. Yeah, why is coke done on a mirror? I think it's because you can truly see how much is left.
I think it's just classier.
Okay.
I think because coke is so trashy, they were trying to find a way to make it seem a little bit more classy. What's classy? Is a drink on a tray classy or a drink on a
napkin?
Like a silver platter. You know, it's like it's gonna look fancier.
But
you know,
they say it's because so you don't lose any of it, because wood or fabric or other porous surfaces would absorb some of the power. Mirrors don't. Glass tabletops don't.
It doesn't like get stuck in the cracks or kind of like, you know, smear in.
And I, you know what? I like that, but I like my excellent. I like my reasoning better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine just like.
You should invent a black mirror.
I love seeing all of the products on like Instagram or like TikTok that are specifically for that. They have to sell it as something out. They're like, this is the travel sand capture bag, and it's like a pinchable one. It's like not a plastic zip bag, but it's got like a, you know, like a pinch to it so you don't lose it. And then the glasses on the back of the glasses that go behind your ear have like a little scooper. And they're like, so you're like, if you're at the beach and you want your sand out of your bag, you can scoop it.
Brilliant.
From here.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so crazy.
They're good.
Oh, they should put a scoop on one, and the other end, they put a hole where you could put your joint.
Very good, Zane.
And then they're like, oh, don't you love whipped cream? Like, geez. Whipped cream dispensers.
When's the last time you smoked? When's the last time you
hit a joint?
Yeah.
I hit a dab pen last weekend at the Rule concert.
Oh, so you do it.
I probably do like once a weekend.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like, yeah, but I can't be too drunk and getting high. And I do it sometimes like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. It's I know a lot of people that like to either take gummies, smoke before going to sleep because it helps them fall asleep. I wish I could do that instead of taking like melatonin and all that, because I feel like that kind of like disrupts your body. I feel like weed is healthier for you than to take that shit to help you go to sleep. And dude, every time I would like I would smoke weed before going to bed because I'm like, okay, it's gonna work this time. It would feel like
keep you up.
You know those cement rollers, like the giant machines where like they drive it to. That's what it felt like. My legs were my legs
from
were being
the toes
crushed.
Up.
Yes, from the toes up. And I remember I just being there, like I felt the pain, which is crazy because doesn't weed like relieve your pain? Don't they prescribe that shit as like, this is how to relieve your back pain?
Yeah,
that shit was intensifying my back pain, intensifying all the soreness.
Now I'm really noticing
that I didn't know I had. Yeah, so it's crazy how like different. Just again, everyone's body is so different. So
I don't get the crossfade, like drinking and then smoking. Did it one time, bro. Instant rigor mortis.
Yeah,
I was.
Your world is spinning. Out of control.
I literally could not function.
And I love those memes where people will show like a table that's not clear on the top, but it's like this foggy, wavy table. It's like you've been crossfaded at a table like this at a friend's house. And you know the table I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
It's like that foggy see-through. We all had it in Florida. Yep. So when I saw that, I was like, I thought this was just me.
And it's like usually like the patio table.
Yes,
it's
that got, damn patio.
It's a patio table. Yeah.
It's like, it's like milky. Top,
and you like, you know, you've been out like having just the worst conversation at 2 a.m. with people and you want to go home. Like
the worst conversations. Yeah. Well, you didn't go to Coachella last weekend. You did something else.
No, I didn't. I went to Mobile. But can I tell this like fucking crazy story that happened while we were like gone?
Yeah.
So it's we go to Mobile on Friday, you know, take the Friday flight to get in. And I'm at the airport. I'm sitting at my gate and my neighbor calls me. And my neighbor and I, we usually text. Like it's weird to get like a call.
Yeah.
Or like maybe I was like, oh shit, I need to go move my car for them. He goes, hey, are you at the house right now? I'm like, no. And he goes, there's cops at the house. And I'm like, what? I pull out our Ring camera, two police officers standing in front.
I fucking blacked out. Wait, no, Matt, I swear to God, I was looking right through you. I was sitting there. I didn't hear a fucking word you
basically,
said.
Basically, no, my neighbor.
Just start all over. Okay, I'll start all over.
We're at the airport. We get a call from our neighbor who lives across from us. They say, hey, are you home right now? I'm like, no. And they go, well, there's cops at the front door.
Okay.
And they were also at Coachella, my neighbors. But these cops are pulled up. We're checking out the Ring camera. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm also at a gate. I'm about to board a flight. I'm not going to like answer this Ring camera and talk to two cops. I have no clue what's going on.
They're strippers.
Our neighbor then answers, like talks to them on the Ring camera and is like, can I help you guys? And they go, yeah, we're here for a wellness call. We got a wellness call to check in on the guy who lives in our unit number.
Oh.
And she's like, well, who? And they go, well, what's his name? And then she says my name. And then the cops.
Well, no, I wouldn't have even given a name. I'd be right. Like, who are you doing a wellness check on? But she
was just trying to be helpful. And I'm not like a person who. So anyways, this is just one fucking crazy. And the cops give each other a look. We could run through the clip, but I just want to, before we do it, I am like, what on earth are these cops here for? A wellness call on me? Is someone trolling me? Is this a David bit? Is this a PR stunt? Is this home? Are these fake cops who are like home aloneing us? Like it's Coachella weekend. We're just seeing who's home and who's not. We can't tell. But then we watched it a few times and these cops basically are legit.
Oh, okay.
They came up to our house.
Did you make a call? Did you call the department?
I haven't.
Oh, dude,
the whole time I'm in Mobile having a great time at this wedding, but I'm like, and then I'm on the flight back. I'm like, what if I get off the plane and
arrested?
Just, and yes, and cops are just waiting for me. Like there's something. I was thinking of everything I could have done that like would have gotten me arrested, and I couldn't think of anything. So I was like, bring it on.
So the wellness check was for you though?
It was for me. The guy who lives at our address. That's what they were asking for. But they look at each other and they leave immediately. So one, I think they got the wrong house and they realized it, or they got the wrong name and they showed up to the wrong residence. Yeah.
I'm still so surprised that they did not say any name.
That is weird, right?
That's so weird. I think it's more important for them to state a name than for the person at the answering to state a name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Weird.
And there's a really big streamer, I don't want to say their name, who lives right next door to me. And our mail sometimes gets switched up. And so then I reached out to him and I'm like, hey, buddy, do you ever get like soft swatted? Like, I'm not saying full SWAT comes up, but like, do you ever get cops called on you for like live stream stuff? He goes, never happened. So I'm like, that's
interesting. Maybe like, not that he got leaked or whatever, but maybe somebody found out that he lives there and was just playing a joke like, hey, I need to do a wellness check on this spot, whatever.
Right. God, but that's such a soft prank where there's no point of even doing that.
It might be to like confirm that they live there too. Like you might have like an idea that somebody's there. So you like try to see. Like
guys,
maybe he was like stream watching or whatever to see if like a doorbell would ring to like.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But he said, that's never happened to me. That's so strange it happened to you.
Yeah.
And it's just odd that it happened to me. Part of me, I'm like, thank God I wasn't home. I think I really would have been genuinely freaked out if like just two cops just are just at your door when you're just chilling at home. Like your whole like everything just flashes before your eyes and you're like, has something happened? Is something happened to me? Right.
Am I dead?
Yes. Like my brain would go through so many different things.
Yeah, like I would feel like my spirit has continued living. It's just I forgot that I died, or like I don't remember it happening.
I'm just like, what if I like did talk to him on the Ring cameras? Like, can I help you? And they're like, yeah, well, we need to talk to you. I'm like, I'm about to get on a flight. They go, well, you're not getting on that flight right now. Like, could a cop like tell you over Ring camera? Like, What are you going to detain me over Ring camera?
I mean, it confirms that you know that like they came to you and you answered. You know, it's like I didn't know I was getting served.
Right.
Like I've never seen anything.
What so that's just on the Ring camera. Mwah! You thought you had me?
I mean, since you're Matt and you know you like to be a little investigative, I think you should just call the department and just say, hey, you had a couple police officers come to my door asking for a wellness check. Mm-hmm. I'm just I haven't slept. Last night, I've been thinking about it all night. Is everything okay? Are my neighbors okay? Did you get the wrong house?
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, you should follow up.
Maybe I should
up.
Do
you
that. Should.
Yeah, I 100% would.
I know. It just hasn't been like, that's my top priority to investigate. I don't know. I'm concerned. I also got to figure out where these police officers are from because I know I'm not revealing too much. I live in West Hollywood.
They're from
West Hollywood
Cocos?
Is a sheriff department. West Hollywood does not really have West Hollywood police from what I understand. So I can't tell if these are if this is LAPD or it's West Hollywood Sheriff Department.
Did we get a name and badge number in that video?
I should have. What's your number?
Name and badge number.
I'm recording you. Recorded. But you checked their outfits and everything and it matched up with ever. Like,
I think now Jarev's bringing up pictures of West Hollywood Sheriff. So it definitely has to be LAPD. But LAPD is so big. They're going to be like, where'd this happen?
They're going to look at the video and be like, oh, yeah, I mean, we have a big run.
Sorry, we have a big, it's busy day. People are dying on the streets. We got more important. We got bigger fish to fry.
During Coachella weekend, though.
During Coachella weekend. So that's my story. I don't want to, but yeah. So I'm on the run. I'm on the run.
Before we continue, we want to take a moment and thank our sponsor, Yahoo Mail Planner. Do you ever feel like your day is scattered across a million different places? You've got a laundry list of to-dos and 100 apps trying to keep track of them all. And in a mess of all this organization, you realize that you're the most disorganized you've ever been. I had that moment of realization recently, and that's why I switched to Yahoo Mail Planner. It brings your tasks and events together in one place so everything actually stays organized and you don't miss anything. Planner brings your tasks, reminders, and events into one simple view so you don't have to jump between apps or piece your day together. It pulls key details from your emails like reservations, school events, and bill reminders and turns them into actionable plans, saving you time and effort. And there's no need to download or manage another app. Planner works seamlessly within Yahoo Mail, even with your Gmail connected, so everything stays in one place. Try Yahoo Mail Planner yourself and start stressing less today. Thank you, Yahoo Mail Planner, for sponsoring this episode. We love you.
So, Zane, Coachella.
It was all right. I would say very, very, very mid. I think it becomes more mid every year.
As you get older, or is the vibe of Coachella itself as a festival changing?
I was trying to figure that out this year, and I think it really is the vibe of the festival. Like it's
just getting too crowded, too popular.
It's starting to become more of like a high school cafeteria more than people going to their favorite concerts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, I'm not gonna be a hypocrite. Like I feel like I'm, you know, around the bars in the middle area more than watching the shows just because like, I feel like the common area is just like where you see people, mm-hmm. you see your friends. But I remember it being a lot different. Like 5-6 years ago, it felt more like
organic and real.
We couldn't wait to watch shows.
Yeah.
It was so easy to navigate back then too.
Yeah.
Like if you were like at the bar and you'd be like, hey, do you want to go see the show? You just cut across the lawn and you go to that like tent or area. Now it's like, damn, we really got to go back out there if we want to go see something. You're like,
it feels so inconvenient.
And it's tough to stick with friends. Yeah. It's so tough to stick with friends too. So you have to like surrender. Well, I guess I'm not seeing what I want to see. Yeah. I'm just going to stick with my group because you can lose people like that. Okay. But that was the vibe.
It was definitely like, for sure, Justin brought in the masses. Like that. I think that 80% of the people that were there to see Justin Saturday night. Like that's what it like felt like. It's just like, I saw so many people in Justin Bieber merch. I saw so many Beliebers. It felt like a giant Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah. That kind of happens. There can be like one person that's so big, it can like override the whole vibe.
I feel like every headline, like Beyonce, the big people, I feel like they're only there really just to enjoy some here and there, but like they're there for.
Before we dive into like performances and stuff though, I was curious. I saw there was like a huge new hill and mound they made over by the Sahara tent.
Yeah.
Did you How'd that look? Did you go up on that hill?
Yeah, so I did go over that hill because we had to go around to get to our get to the section to watch the show. They pretty much, what it seemed like, they created this hill because there's a hill on the other side also, and I think it just gets super packed where they wanted people to enjoy the show, so they created a hill.
So you can view actually into Saharaton, because it's the shittiest view if you get there late.
Yes, it is a terrible view.
You can't
view.
See anything.
I remember, I think John Summit performed there one year.
Probably.
And it you couldn't see anything. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And I know John Summit is a light show, so you don't really need to watch, but I just
Post
remember
Malone
not
was
anything.
Under that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I like that they did that. I wonder how much that fucking cost, though.
It's just a bunch of dirt and some grass.
Yeah, I guess. But it's still like, it was really like, it was done well.
They brought in the dirt and made that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks like something that they would remove after.
This is my
idea. Me thinking that was the craziest part. Look at what they built. Look at the structures. I'm like, they really moved dirt. Like that's crazy that I was more impressed by that little tiny hill
that is crazy
than all of the structures.
I know I've said this before, roller coaster tycoon, but festival tycoon. Like,
really?
I think that would be such a great video game. Like, you, instead of making an amusement park, you make a music festival, you set the headliners, and then you do little adjustments like that, like with the ground. Festival tycoon, you figure out where the Rose Garden is.
Okay, can we still implement rides in this?
Yeah, you can have you can add a festival area if you want to. Yeah, but like, all then right. You get to go pop into the sets and listen to what you booked and stuff, making sure everyone's having a good time,
okay.
Fixing sound.
I don't think it should be a whole game, but I do think they should put this as an addition to whatever large like Sims game there is out there, where it's like you can create
like an extension, like an
expansion of
pack.
Your theme park. You want to do a festival, like or 1 weekend festival right next to the theme park. You want to build it real quick.
Sims Coachella, yes. I would all. We would all. Bartle deepa dee da do.
But yeah, no, it was again. It was like super, super. Just different. Will I be there next year? I honestly like. I know I said I was 50-50 this year. This I may be very small chance again that I'll be. Honestly, if they have good headliners, I'll go. But it just felt so off.
Bummer.
I'm not sure why.
Talk performances though. What you saw Justin?
I saw Justin for like maybe 30, 35 minutes because we got a good spot like up close to the stage and we forgot to piss. And so we were just all sitting there like, oh my God. And the waiting makes it worse. And then after an hour of waiting, he finally started performing and I was like, okay, I feel like he's going to play his bangers like early.
Right out the gate.
One, two, three, all his new album, which is great, but like they're slow songs. So it was really hard to just kind of like sit there and sway and I need to be
watching a guy just lay down on the ground and you're like, I got to fucking piss. Yeah, can you stand up, please?
I need to jump around and shit just so this pee will suck back up. And and I remember the moment where like he just played his fifth or sixth song and he's like, all right, let's look at the chat. Let's see what y'all want. And I swear on my life, it probably could have been my needing to pee, like just was making me hallucinate. But I swear to God, that chat was all Beauty and the Beat, Beauty, all like just his old shit. And I was like, oh shit. And you know, it's probably set up. So it's like, he's definitely gonna, and I swear he's like, all right, y'all want Walking Away. And I was like, bitch, I didn't see Walking Away once on the chat. Look, great song, but I didn't see it. What I'm sitting there.
Was that a real chat?
I don't think
and
so.
Was he really on YouTube? Or that was probably.
He was really on YouTube.
I thought it was a chat.
Yeah.
I thought it was live because I saw.
I think it was.
I feel like it was like a fake YouTube they made. And YouTube even gave him like, here's a demo so everything flows.
So Remy and Alicia, they think that it was 100% set up. Like the setup, the laptop, the wife, the him losing Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, when he was saying the Wi-Fi thing, I'm like, nah, that didn't happen.
Really?
I don't think, well, no, I mean, yeah.
I just think it's a little silly to even include the Wi-Fi.
You can pay $10 million and you're relying on like a Wi-Fi bit. Like someone is like, we can't risk a Wi-Fi thing. We're going to have this all programmed. The videos will be there. It's all going to be linked up.
So do they want us to, are they trying to trick us into thinking that is real?
They're trying to like sell it, I guess.
Yeah, because he's creating the intimacy. You feel like you're sitting one-on-one with him and he's showing you his favorite clips.
So that means it was already pre-planned to come out with D's Nuts. nuts and double rainbow.
Yes.
That seemed so on the fly to me. I was
like if that was in the moment, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. But it's crazy that was his, like, that he wants. He set
you
that
pay
up.
$10 million. There's people who are like, it's their jobs to make sure everything.
I completely understand that. I'm just surprised that those few moments were like set up. You know what I mean? It was like,
it's a show.
Yeah, I guess.
I like to think that it was real, you know, because like even when he was typing, he would mess up on the typing. The only thing I can see, He is typing. I can see the demo because whenever he'd pull up the songs, it would go straight to like the part, like the chorus, whenever he wanted to perform.
Yes.
Right. I could see that being a demo, but I think he was actually typing. And I think the Wi-Fi thing, I don't think he was actually on Wi-Fi. I think he was hard lined in. That they wouldn't risk. But I think it just like took a second. And I think that was a real moment.
Yeah. I just think there's too much margin of error. And like, what's the history? Because YouTube always has this algorithm and stuff pops up on the sides. They want to have control of that because then you're getting publicity to like other videos. I think it's like, it was a contained thing.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like imagining Zayn and Heath unfiltered, like in the suggestions, like yes! with a red bar, like washed. I'm like,
that's the thing though. Like the suggestions I just feel like, yeah, that would be a risk too.
Yeah. Yeah. Total risk. Like, and, it could be something just like super political or very off.
And also the chat, when I thought that, like, I obviously thought that part was real, but like, you know, but then
if somebody were to comment
like a fucking cuss word or like a, you know, something offensive.
I was thinking it could be like a brand new account that he's on mm-hmm. for YouTube and has only searched those videos because they were already fully watched through. So I don't know if it was like curated and it was all of the history that it's seen, all the suggested, like it would be more just that.
Yeah.
That way you're not risking, you know, if he was on his personal account and it would be like.
And business me, because, you know, when I was watching, I was thinking, you know, like when I have a little bit of alcohol in me, that's when my business
starts. I got ideas.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay. In my head, I thought that whole thing was like, oh, damn, this is a YouTube sponsorship. Like, to me, it's like, oh.
Wasn't he also live streaming a lot like this past year, too?
Yeah.
So it was like he, in a way, he was kind of like teasing this is going to be like the medium in which he's going to like. Do it. Okay. But
before we continue, this podcast is brought to you by Smalls. All right. So I'm sure you know how much I love my Deanie boy. He is my absolute world and he's the best cat ever. You can't debate me on it. But there is one thing that I don't love, and that's the barfing on the floor, on the counter, all over. We got really tired of it. So we went searching for the best cat food that wouldn't upset his little tummy, and only Smalls helped. And that's because Smalls is fresh cat food made with preservative-free, human-grade ingredients you'd recognize from your own fridge. Its gently cooked, protein-packed recipes support hydration, energy, strong muscles, and healthier digestion, so your cat feels better. And plus, the litter box smells better too. Plus, it's delivered right to your door. Gone are the days of scarf the food down and barf the food up. And get this, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements after making the switch. And Smalls is so confident that your cat will love it, you can try it risk-free. If your cat won't eat it, they will refund you. So stop serving your little carnivore a bowl of processed shortcuts. For a limited time, because you're an unfiltered listener, get 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/unfiltered. That's 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Smalls, for sponsoring this podcast. Me and Deanie Weenie love you.
Regardless of the techniques, what did we think about the performance as a whole?
So
I know that you left 30 minutes.
When I left,
I watched the full live stream.
When I left, I was like, oh, damn, I can't believe we're missing this. It's just that we could not get back in once. Oh, by the way, we just left. We used the bathroom. We're like, it was so insane. We were like, let's just dip. Let's just get out of here. So we left.
Who's
the festival.
We?
I was with, at this point, it was just me, Nat, and her sister. That's it.
Okay.
And we dipped. And on our way home, I watch it on my phone, the live stream. By the way, before I start, fucking the quality out there in the desert, the quality of that live stream, insane.
Unbelievable. Crazy.
No buffering, like no pixels. Mm-hmm. Res was, it was a truly mind blowing. My texts were like barely going through, but that, for some reason, that live, I think it sucked up all the Wi-Fi in that city just to run that fucking live stream because it looked
seamless. And Justin sounded amazing.
The
vocals, yeah. Incredible.
I'm not going to lie. I really thought that Justin wasn't going to sound as good as that because I think I've watched past videos from like a few months ago where he didn't sound like himself.
He kind of goes in and out. So like if you were like during the live stream, like watching him, like he's got his kind of like chill voice where he's kind of just like, you know, chilling like this. And then like you'll watch him while he's singing, turn it on and he like got into the real voice.
Yeah.
I think he just like sometimes he's just like super chill and laid back. But when he turns it on, boy.
Do you think he's backstage like going me, 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 me? Mama made me mash my M&Ms. No, like just going, right guys, me, 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 me.
Definitely not. I don't think he's doing rehearsals like that anymore for his voice.
But I mean, if you're about to go sing, any normal singer does some vocal warm-ups. I just want to know, maybe he's just doing like one less lonely girl. Like he's just doing his shit. He must be on that.
I really don't see that.
He has to be on that humidifier thing, getting his cords all moisturized.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm just curious what that ritual is. Guys, can you give me a sec? Me, 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 me.
I think, dude, he's been doing it for so long where I genuinely think like the entire time before a set, he's probably just like,
yeah,
I'm up. And just gets up, goes right out on stage. Like truly, like he's been doing it for so long. And this is like, It's exciting for him, but like not exciting as somebody performing Coachella for the first time or performing at like a festival for the first time. He's done fucking thousands of performances, you know?
So as a performance, what do we think? Because a lot of people are very split on this.
Yes. So at first when I was watching him go through the YouTube videos on my phone, I was like, no, there's no way that like he's not doing. He's just going through his laptop for 30
playing
minutes.
Snippets.
It didn't really click to me when I was watching. I was just like, this seems so weird. Like what? And in my head, I'm thinking about the legalities of all the songs he's playing. I'm like, oh, maybe he's not allowed to play these songs because maybe he doesn't own them anymore. Just like,
cause he did sell his catalog, but that's not true. Even if you sell your catalog for licensing stuff, you have every right to perform it. Most artists, Taylor Swift can perform all of her songs.
And I looked that up too. Yes. And you could perform all those songs. And also, and if, even if he didn't own the songs, he could still pay to perform he could still pay whatever it costs to perform the songs, which, you know, every artist, they do put a lot of money into their sets and into their performances. So like people are comparing Sabrina Carpenter's insane
spectacle.
Performance. Oh. But she's fucking amazing, by the way. Like her fucking performances and her like setup, she's like a genius. You can tell.
She's funny. I'm not crazy about Sabrina Carpenter.
Are you talking about her music or her?
Music. I love House Tour. Manchild has really grown on me. Some of it just feels like, but all respect, guys. Sabrina Carpenter fucking rocks, and I have no problem with the music. It's kind of ditties.
Yeah, no.
Like I'm like, but where's the fucking?
You could think she's an amazing artist and a great singer, but not like
it
her
doesn't
stuff.
Work for me. Yeah, it doesn't work for me. Of course, it's always like these little ditty moments.
Yeah,
and I'm like, where's the fucking?
I get it though. Like I understand fully every single song she puts out. Like when I hear, I'm like, I get why everybody loves this. There's some songs that I like too, but like
to me,
I think I like her performances better than any of her songs. Like I'd rather watch a whole show than to sit there and like download all of her songs on my Spotify. Because it's a show. Yeah. Like she really puts it out there.
I know what you mean because like I would never go play Sabrina Carpenter. Like I would never type into like Apple Music or Spotify and like put it on. But like it will come on and I'll turn it up. I'll be like, I'll vibe to it.
Yeah.
I'll get my little fix. And then it's just like, okay. Yeah, it's a really good song. But like I don't just go press play. But like when we went and saw her live, unbelievable show.
Yeah. She's so
and you're
good.
Like, damn, that was good.
And also her music video is insane.
And her
done
Christmas
so
special.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the Christmas special.
Her Christmas special's good.
Oh, it's good.
Maybe better than Casey Musgraves. Yikes. I said it.
I'll wait till this year to watch it.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be great. Okay. Yeah. But Justin Bieber's performance. Y'all, we have to make an opinion about this.
I'm still
a little divided on it because I watched the live stream and I thought when I saw the live stream, I was like, he sounds amazing. Hell yeah, we're playing some swag.
Yeah.
This is okay. Now we're playing a lot of swag. Okay, we're playing the hits. Cute. Wait, he's just going to sit here and play snippets? Oh, it's Justin Bieber. I guess this is what he's going to just do.
So,
and the TikTok clips look fucking cool. And then I'm always like, I'm glad I wasn't there, though. Because Some when you're back in that fucking crowd and you gotta pee no or something FOMO. Like that, people then start chatting over stuff they don't know. Yeah. You can't hear shit.
Yes, no, I agree. And people like, and I'm sure because people are already chatting before the show started, and I'm sure it got really loud of people either confused by the him being on his laptop. But everybody that is a like big fan of him, they I guess they understood it. They were like, this makes sense.
But I know it does make
Matt,
sense.
No, Matt, because I watched the entire live stream and I was like, how has Justin Bieber been performing for an hour and 20 minutes so far? And I've known two songs.
But, because of
the and swag. And I was just like, it's honestly, I know, but like there's big ones off Swag that are like, there was also ones that Mariah was like, what are these songs?
Because was it Mariah's Swag Part 2 songs too?
He did play his biggest Swag and Swag 2 songs.
Because there's Swag sure. 2 as well, which is like, I think more lower tempo as
that
well.
That was his album after, but I don't think it hit as hard as his Swag 1 album.
And I know it's Justin Bieber. I know he's had a tough like life.
I know.
And I know he's under so much mental pressure and he's in charge of how he wants to make the fucking performance himself and not have other people do it. I get it totally. Very badass and cool of him to do a performance like that. But I just got to say, I think you guys deserved a little bit more.
Yeah, I could see why people think that for sure, because I had a thought of that. And then after watching everybody's point of view of people that are fans, and people that know him better than me, it like made sense to me that I was like, oh, okay. And here's the thing, because Remy and Alicia brought this up. They're like, because women are held to higher standards than men when it comes to shows. They got to make a big performance because people are gonna, they're gonna judge them for it. And I was like, really thinking about it. I was like, Coachella lets you do whatever you want, I'm pretty sure, right? Like whatever
for $10 million.
I know, but like whatever performance you want to do, you
can make that vision happen.
Yeah, because it's your show. Like it's not you want to do your show is 100% you. Like if you want to do it in a certain way, maybe Justin does not like doing fucking dance routines and all this shit. Like,
because you know Bruno Mars would have been up there ripping shit. Yeah. He would have been flying across the stage. It would have been it's weird like that. I think
if a woman did it
15 years ago would have been a crazy show. I just think he's at that stage in his life where it's just like, you know.
Justin Bieber should have done it for the Justice album. Like, the Hold On Heaven, that album was more of a spectacle. And I don't know if he toured with that, but he performed that album a lot. And it was fun. It was a spectacle. I think we missed the mark on when he should have been performing rather than getting this kind of weird, happy thing that was very cool.
Yeah. I want to say one more thing. It's Coachella and it's either Go Big or Go Home. Because someone like Justin Bieber, he can't have a half-assed performance. And I know people are going to say what he did was have... It was... That to me is not a half-ass performance. If he did like a spectacle and it was not that great, he tried to do it big and it didn't work. So like to me, I think that's a lot more pressure. And I don't see Justin flying from a fucking...
It's also not the songs to do that to. That would be like Michael Bublé getting up. Like the songs don't...
Yeah.
Right.
And it just felt
doing
like
it good to point. That good makes point. Zero sense.
But I think
like the whole thing is laid back. It's like it made sense for what it was.
Right. But the nostalgia segment, I think he could have added a little bit more razz to that than sitting behind a laptop, because if a woman did that, people would go fucking nuts that they would, how rude of them to do that. And once again, I know Justin's an adult. But he's also like a fucking dad. Justin Timberlake would never do that.
No, I know, but I think we're comparing artists that like genuinely enjoy and are are good at it. Again, I don't think
Justin Bieber.
I don't think Justin genuinely wants to be
a pop star.
Doing whenever I imagine him like chilling anywhere or having a lot of fun. In my head, he's chilling there, smoking a blunt, fucking super chill, and just having a good time. And that's like, so that's why, and this was after, right? This was after I really like watched a lot of people's point of views and after I really thought about it. And like, I feel like who Justin is now, compared to when he was a fucking kid doing like, I'm falling for you, fucking water parks and shit. I just don't think that's him anymore. So like,
guys, he has Lyme's disease. Leave him alone.
I know. So you're kind of changing my mind.
That's true. I mean, that's also true.
every single day more and more and more where I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay. I'm curious to see what the performance will be like this weekend, if there is any difference.
Yeah. I'm really curious because that whole laptop moment, if people genuinely thought that was authentic, it's going to be really hard to redo that. Maybe they're setting it up again where it's like maybe he searches other songs first or different memes. I think that's probably the only way to do it if he wants to stick with that same concept. But I don't know. Maybe he saw the reviews
and
was just like, all right.
Fun and different.
He plays this clip.
Oh, my nightmare. Oh my God. I just cut out of context.
Were the brand parties cool? Did anybody get scammed? Was it anything?
Oh, dude. I mean, the wristband scams were absolutely horrendous this year. I know of like 12 to 15 people that lost their fucking that
like got bogus wristbands or bogus, never received it.
Bogus wristbands because they were reported stolen. Somebody resold it through like, you know, you buy it from StubHub
and they get activated and they get deactivated. It happened to me one time too.
Oh my God, my wristband got stolen, but all they did was sell it to somebody else and then sell.
Mine were day one. I was a guest for churches because one of my friends was friends with that band. Yeah. But they performed on Friday and then Saturday and Sunday my wristband didn't work. Damn. And then I had to go to the booth and they cut it off. And I'm like, motherfucker.
It's so crazy how people just get fucking punished for that. And there's not a better system for that. I just saw something on one of the brands that do sell tickets, whole class action lawsuit. I don't know if that has to do with Coachella, right? Or maybe it got brought up.
I think it's been an ongoing thing for a while, way before this.
Yeah. It's a huge problem. I mean, huge problem for like different big festivals and big artists are performing. People are just getting scammed left and right. And you know, you want to trust a StubHub and those type of sites because a lot of people, like if they can't afford fucking resale, they're going to buy as soon as it comes out and get that.
Yeah,
like,
that's like their job
price.
Is just to sit there for a band they don't even care about, just knowing they can flip it for
and
a profit.
And if they don't fucking make it and some asshole just bought fucking 30 tickets off StubHub and now he's going to resell it, you pay extra and they're like, fuck, okay, you pay the extra and then it's a fucking dud. You're already out there. You've already spent all the money to be out there.
Right.
There has to be a better system.
I like that when they give you like, hey, we can tell on Spotify that you listen to this artist all the time. Their show's coming up. You have access to the presale and you can get it.
Yeah.
Knowing that like my metrics gets the ticket for something like I deserve, I think that's like a good move, but terrible if there's like fucking click farms out there that are just playing Sabrina Carpenter over and over again.
And the amount of wristband, the people outside of the festival, I swear to God, it was like a fucking, it was like the Uber line. It was every other, if it was a driver, there was somebody, wristband. Yo, I got wristbands. Yo, I'm looking for wristbands. And it was so fucking many. Mad. It was insane. I'm just like, it's crazy how there's not security out there looking for these people,
like shooing them away.
Yeah, because they're on property. They're on in the grass area where people are leaving. It's just really surprising.
Scalpers are crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
And GA tickets for this weekend are being sold for like $3,500.
Shit.
For GA.
That's insane.
Insane.
I would love to watch a show that was just scalpers, but I don't know, they couldn't show their face, but you like mic them up, you have a whole YouTube channel and you film them from afar and you just see like them getting tickets, what they hustle it for, and just like keeping tallies
on one or couple guys
just scalping. Because you see it happening, but you're like, what is their night like? Who are they going to talk to? Who are they texting? Where's the flip? I want to see the deal go down.
Yeah. And it's as simple as they're flipping it. Just they're charging $100 extra, right? Just to make like that difference.
I'm so curious. And where are they finding the people that need the tickets?
That's what I understand. They go, got tickets. Yeah. Or they
like,
where do you
take those to find people that want it? Because everybody going there already has tickets.
No, there's
sometimes
people,
who
they
people
leave early.
But sometimes people arrive to a venue, they bought 4 tickets for their friends, but 2 of their friends couldn't show up. They're like, okay, I'll just sell these at the venue.
Yeah.
And so that's what you,
but like,
you catch
what
someone.
I mean is like, who's showing up at the venue without a ticket that needs to buy one?
Sometimes people, for sold out concerts, they go, I'll trust a scalper, and they'll go, like, it's
because their wristband didn't work.
That's crazy.
Their wristband got fucked, so they go around, they find another scalper, they buy it off that, hope they trust them. Yeah, there was a lot of that this year. I couldn't believe how many people I knew looking for tickets because they got scammed. Terrible. And you know, it was like Bieber Pacopolis. All right, brief break for our sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, we all have those sneaky little vices that drain us. The morning coffee, midday coffee, after work coffee. It's so easy to lose track of how much you're actually spending each month, but not with Rocket Money. You can easily stay on top of your finances by connecting your checking, savings, loans, and investments via a single dashboard so you can see everything in one place. Rocket Money helps you create budgets, savings goals, and you even get insights with regular reports that show exactly where your money's going. And if you want to grow your savings, the automated savings feature lets you set an amount and schedule. Then it quietly moves money towards your goals. It's an easy set it and forget it way to build savings over time. Again, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget. rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you see any big celebs? Like, or Coachella's kind of fun. Coachella's kind of fun because, like, you're like, whoa, there's Miles Teller walking right there. Like, did you see anyone that you were like,
you know what? I did not see a lot of celebrities at all. Like, I think with my own eye, just looking around, I was like, oh, that's the two people from Pretty Little Lies. Or no.
Tell me lies.
Sorry. Two people from there. Oh my God, Matt. I was literally about to call you. Laura Dern.
Shut up.
She was chilling there the whole time. There was a few moments where I just wanted to go up to her because I feel like she's someone that wouldn't get annoyed by that. Where I didn't even want a picture, but I was just like, hey,
love
you.
Crazy.
You're amazing.
Love you.
You're incredible actress. I love you. And but I didn't. I just wanted to respect her space. But yeah, that was really cool. She looks great. I think she had her kid. Like, she looked like she was around her kids. They're probably watching Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I'm distantly
related to her.
Shut up.
Laura Dern.
Have we talked about this?
I don't know. We might have.
I feel like we had it on our notes. Wait, how distant?
Very distant. It's just, so my family descends or first came to America on the Mayflower through William Brewster, and Laura Dern and I descend from his son, Love.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's cool. Good icebreaker.
So yeah, are you going to, whenever you meet her.
What's up, auntie?
Mayflower.
I wonder how she would react to that. It's like, oh, like my name is Bola. I'm actually a distant cousin. I can see her being like, uh-huh, just like everyone. Like, imagine how many times she probably gets that shit. But also, that is like a rare thing for someone to come up to you and be like, no,
Mariah
like,
going actually, up to Bad Baby.
Yeah.
No, cousins.
She was so embarrassed, dude. Oh, man. And I hated that she was embarrassed by that, but I was like, Mariah, it's okay. Like, she's just kind of a tough person to
wait, how many people came over there on the Mayflower? Like, in my head, if you told me like 50, I'd be like, okay. Or if you told me 3,000, I'd be like, okay.
How many people can you fit on a ship like that? Like,
I literally can't even comprehend like what the size would even be. Like, I don't know if it was like a boat or like a massive yacht.
That's crazy. Because if you're like, in my head, you could fit more people on a ship like that than a commercial airline. Like, yeah. I would put all my money on, more people on the Mayflower than a commercial airline. 74 male and 28 female. Oh, boy. They were probably fighting.
And how many? Only one person died on the Mayflower. Oh, one child was born. Hey, transatlantic. I was born at Mayflower.
I was born on the Mayflower is fucking nuts.
I was born on the Mayflower.
Is that a song?
I was born by the river.
Their song. How's Tony doing?
He's doing really good. Well, I hear him screaming right now. So right the second, it doesn't sound like he's doing well.
Okay. Well, he just misses you.
Yeah, I think so.
Or me.
I don't know. He's in his cranky era, you know?
It's the it's not the terrible twos. He's not even two yet.
What's today?
Maybe the terrible twos month-wise.
Oh, wow.
A little bit.
He's just waking up to the world, realizing this is just full of shit.
He was very chatty on our FaceTime call when I
Jared, did you meet him?
I did.
Oh,
yeah, Jared came out to visit.
It was the best. He's the cutest little guy. I love him.
He's so cute. Oh my God. And I'm so jealous you got to see him when he was like talking. Not talking, but like just
more aware.
Noise. Yeah, babbling. Yeah. It's crazy how much he's grown from when I saw him and you seeing him. I was like, wow, that's insane. Just growing like a fucking chia pet.
It's crazy.
Insane.
Like, you could see differences, but you don't really see it until you go back a couple months in the camera roll and, like, look at the photos. You're like,
Whoa, wait, hold on a second. Yeah.
How old is Kian and Ayla's kid? Do you know like how old he is?
Maybe two.
He's two?
Maybe almost two.
Okay, I'm like, because I, dude, every time I like, I imagine like him turning to that age.
Yeah.
Because I'll see him run around and they're like in their content. I'm just like, oh, wow. Like Tony's going to be this size one day. That's crazy.
It still makes, when was he born?
Almost three.
You'll be 3 this year.
Yeah. 2.5.
But yeah, Jer Bear came out to visit for a week. It was a good time. Got to take him around to our favorite spots. Oh, Zane, you're going to die. Jared's mom's also came over to Nashville while he was here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Because it's only like a 4-hour drive. From where they
live. Cool.
So we met up with them. We went antiquing.
Nice.
Got some lunch. And then met up again later. We took them to Craig's.
Okay.
Zane, we're sitting there at the entrance. We go into Craig's. We're waiting for our table. All of a sudden, we hear the loudest bang, a gasp, and then silence in the restaurant. And we just turned around slowly, and we see this table like freaking out. So it, you know how it's open above the top floor, and then the second floor overlooks like all the way around?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody apparently on the top floor, when they got done eating, they decided to stack their plates for the waitress, and they stacked it all and then put all the silverware on top of it, and the weight of it shifted, and a knife fell over off that second floor and went straight down into the table on the bottom.
No way. Like a Final Destination shit.
Crazy.
Oh my. No one got hurt?
I'm like,
no, it didn't hit anybody, luckily.
Heath, I'm like trying to imagine that moment of like me sitting at a dinner and a knife going, like I thought we were all being assassinated. Oh my god, we have fucking ninjas in here. Run!
I looked at Jared, I was like, here comes the free dessert. Dude, not even a minute later, it was that big ice cream tower with the sparkler. Bro, you could tell they were nervous.
You look at that table and you go, y'all about to eat good.
But then literally a couple minutes later, we sat down at the table right next to where it happened, and I told the waitress, I was like, are we sure this is safe? She was like, you're good. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Whoa.
That's wild. Crazy, man, I feel bad because they just opened up and they're great.
It's the best.
Great establishment. Great food. So but good. That was, a little bit of an oopsies. A little bit of a FD moment. That's fucking crazy.
Really?
And you got to see, you saw the knife in the table?
No, I heard the thing, like I heard it fall. And then I heard the gasp and then we turned around to look. But there was such a commotion going on at the table, the people sitting there, that like we couldn't see anything. And then the guy working there, we were like, hey, so what, give us the scoop.
Yeah.
And then he like told us what happened.
Heath, you start going to sit at that table because you want that dessert too. Yeah, right.
I have you go upstairs, go to the bathroom, just drop something over.
Is this near the Buffalo Wild Wings downtown?
It's so next to an Equinox.
I don't know where the Buffalo Wild Wings is, but it's in the Gulch.
Cool.
If you know where that is.
Got it. Yes. Oh, yeah. I know where the Gulch is. Oh, okay.
But yeah, pretty close to the Equinox that's over there.
Hey.
What else did you do?
What else did we do?
What did we do? What did you do, Derek?
I think for that week, like, my blood was entirely made of Dutch Bros and Swig.
Swig, a little dirty soda. What flavor did you get?
I tried the Founder, the one that Heath always gets.
The Founding Father.
Hmm? The Founding Father. So good. I did not realize that a dirty soda meant you get like cream in it. I don't know who.
Some do. I had my first dirty soda this past weekend too. But
why'd you say it like that? You freak?
Because I'm just excited to add into the conversation. It's funny y'all brought it up.
But it was... it was so interesting. I don't know who came up with adding cream to it, but it was so good. I got that. And then there was another one. I think it was called like the Beach Babe or something. It was like, it was a berry and cream. My God.
Berries and cream. Berries and cream.
Oh, they had a berries and cream one. That sounds really fucking good.
Yeah. It felt like I was on the beach. Like it was so
refreshing. You know what I think they should make there? And I think it makes sense because it's like a soda shop. And I just feel like it really just needs a little milkshake section in there, you know, because it's like that's two completely different demographics that you're going to bring around the same time.
Or at least give me the
demographics. Like
milkshake people soda people.
Like no, it's like, because it's like, oh, we're going to go to a soda shop.
Two worlds.
I mean, they're going to, oh, I want a soda. It's like, oh, but I want something sweet. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, let's go to Spitz. Oh, no, what's it called?
Swig.
Let's go to Swig. And then it's like, it's honestly just for me, because like, if I'm going there, I don't really want a soda. I want a shake.
I had a dirty soda. I had the shark attack down in Mobile.
I had a shark attack too.
And that was pretty yummy. That didn't have cream in it. It was basically just Sprite, some lemonade maybe, and a bunch of blue raspberry syrup. Like from like you would get on a snow cone.
Oh, yeah. Just all melted. Heath! No! Bookie!
So it was fun. Oh, it was fun drinking it, but I only drank like half of it. I was like, I just wanted the taste.
Yeah.
Because I had a Sprite right before I had the dirty soda.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there with my burger with a Sprite. And I'm like, ooh, I want that. Like, so I had half.
But
and they give you a little shark gummy in it.
Wouldn't those drinks or wouldn't those sodas be so good if you just like
a little bit of rum, a little bit of vodka?
That's what I'm talking about, baby. They're great. They would be great mixed drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Great
if you're an alcoholic, just pulling up.
Honestly, Heath, that's probably what a lot of them do. I bet you like a lot of them, they'll grab a drink, they'll bring it over to like a party. Put their own little mixer in.
Well, honestly, I want some rum.
It's awesome. Yeah, I haven't had rum in a while.
I had rum at the Rule concert, the laughter party.
The Rule?
Rule. He's like Australia's role model. He's like pretty popular.
R-U-L-E?
R-E-U-L.
Ja Rule.
He's awesome. Great guy, amazing performer. But then my friend ordered this like rum drink and it tasted so, I felt like I was in a tiki bar. Oh, I was like, light them torches. Burn that pig.
I am there too. I feel it.
I've been craving a tiki bar situation.
I love the tiki bar.
The floating tiki bar, like in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
The boat. I want to go on that so bad.
Oh, drink a mojito.
And I want some money. I want to have a man cave. I need my man cave. I want my movie theater. And I want a fucking tiki bar.
Yes.
In my house.
And I want.
And you're all invited.
And I don't want a boat. I want a friend that owns a boat. A very close friend.
Always have a friend.
Always. Never buy a boat. We used to own a boat. Like, or my stepdad used to own a boat. And I remember how fucking annoying it was. And
it's the worst.
Just remember that like. Yeah, you just need to find somebody that likes to have a boat and likes to take care of it and is willing to take you wherever you want.
There's nothing worse than like when you go out on a boat though and you're just beat in the sun. It's been a long day. You get it out of the water and then you have to clean it.
Oh.
The last thing you want to do
it was
is
terrible.
Clean it.
Oh, I just hire people for that. No. Yeah, that. Yeah. Everybody got to clean it. Pick up after yourself.
I like that. I like that little circular.
That's all you need right there.
But I feel bad for the ladies though on a boat. Like I feel like men, we can like just piss off the sign pretty easy.
Oh.
Girls, like if you're on a pontoon boat and a girl's got to pee,
but also
you gotta get on the back. Everyone don't look.
Don't think anybody's doing that because look where you are. Like no guys going out there and pissing. Like that's still kind of like
they doing
a
it.
Little too much.
I bet they also probably have a funnel. Near the bar where that goes right into.
Oh, God. Imagine like a hole. You just got to.
Yeah, it's just like a little funnel and it's like a little hose that goes down just on the water. I've pissed in those.
Everybody puts their.
You're not like resting your penis in the funnel, Zen. you're holding it and it just goes into the funnel.
But your tip is still touching the fucking thing. That's nasty.
You're not hearing me out.
You're not hearing me, girl.
Zane, when you're going into a porter potty, there's a urinal there.
Oh, yes. So I go inside.
But you're not putting your penis on.
No, I go inside the toilet.
you don't rest it on the thing.
Sits down.
Oh, my God, bro.
And that porter potty just.
Oh, God. Have you ever, I mean, you would love this smell.
Buddy, girls have to do this shit, man. We got it easy.
Have you ever really just looked down there? Like,
Zane, I stop the
it
flashlight.
Tells a story.
You have
it
to.
Oh my God.
It tells a whole story down there.
Many stories.
Layers.
And sometimes it looks like it was multiple days. Like it just wasn't even
and
cleaned
up. There's something communal about it. We all did this.
We all pooped.
Like, it's not like
everybody else
who did that. No, everybody did that.
Because you'll see like a pretty little girl come out of the porta potty. You go right after her. It looks like a fucking shitstorm in there. And you're like, oh, look, we're all the same.
Right.
Girls really do poop. Because I was always told all my life until I was like 12, that girl didn't poop. So I believe that.
12, Zane?
No, I'm kidding. No, it was more like 10.
Double digits for sure.
Double digits for sure. For sure. Damn, I'm fucking zooted, Loki.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Financial stress is tough because it's not always in your control. You're out there putting the work in and still getting the squeeze because in 2026, just surviving feels expensive. And no, it's not just you. 88% of Americans feel some form of financial stress at the start of 2026. For me, stress can easily turn into unhealthy coping, like binge eating, buying crap I don't need, only to feel worse after. The pain isn't gone, just more of my money. But therapy can help, not because it gives you financial advice, but because it helps you deal with the anxiety, shame, and pressure that money stress brings and build healthier ways to cope. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct. They handle the matching for you using a quick questionnaire and over a decade of experience to pair you with the right fit. And you can switch at any time if it's not clicking. With 30,000 plus therapists and over 6 million users worldwide, it's the largest online therapy platform, and you can feel confident because BetterHelp is backed by a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating for more than 1.7 million reviews. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you see the video that just happened? I mean, there's been multiple, but the...
At Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, the... What is up with you and Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, why do you keep saying Buffalo Wild Wings?
You love... I posted a thread yesterday, and I said, what word should I sneak into the unfiltered episode? And the top one was like, try to bring up Buffalo Wild Wings as much as you can until they like catch on to it. And I didn't realize until halfway through this episode, I was like, fuck, I haven't brought up Buffalo Wild Wings. And I was just,
you're doing your own little secret game. That's fun. Yeah, yeah. Damn, we should do that. That's great. Right, sorry, Heath, what were you saying?
Yeah. There was, it's happened a few times, but the poor guy got tipped over in a porta potty door side down. Oh no!
Oh my god!
And you saw everything come out of there, and you know he was drenched,
and he was covered, and he came out smiling, and I was like,
"I can't." How are you even opening your mouth?
I'm coming out, and I'm killing the first person I see.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You tip a porta potty with me in it?
It's a porta potty.
Porta potty. Porta potty. Yeah, you called it porter.
What did you think it was?
Porter potty.
It's a
porta potty.
Portable potty.
Oh my gosh! It's a portable potty.
Matt,
there's no way.
Because I don't think I've ever read it. Like, I've never read.
Even when you like hear it, porta potty, portable potty.
I think porter potty. Like, but like, what? I think people are just being quick with it.
You thought
invented by Mr. Porter.
Porter himself. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like a port. I think it's like portable, but I'm just porter potty.
You're having a moment again where what you had in that first high episode.
Yeah.
You're having remember Legally Blonde? You're like, wait.
Oh, she's in law school.
She's in law school.
Because she's in law school.
This is pretty close.
Yo, thank goodness I've never written that down.
Well, I'm glad that you...
But I've been missaying it my entire life.
Yeah, that's fine.
Porta potty. Porta potty. You know what? Maybe I do say porta potty, but like porter potty, maybe because I'm high. But like, I definitely... if someone says write down that thing, I think I would write porter potty.
That's what I mean.
What's crazy too is you said it earlier and I was like, porter.
Yeah. And then when he started typing on Google, yeah, y'all laughed about how I was saying it. I'm like, what? What am I saying wrong? And then I was like, fuck. I've been saying that wrong.
Those companies make so much fucking money.
I always want to know, like, what is it? Like, it's Gump. Isn't it like
Gump?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the brand?
The green one's Gump. I'm always like, who is the CEO of that company? And do you think like the heir to like the porta potty companies, like they go, you got to go work in the shit if you want to like run this company. Like,
oh, that's good.
That's good.
They got to go.
I think that's a little good.
That's like a good plot for like a movie. It's like you're the richest kid with, you know, portable waste.
Yeah.
And you have to go like really do the dirty work.
Because in order to like make your business better and take care of all your workers, you need to like.
Experience
what they need to experience. Because man, imagine like the thing is that you would just also just smell like shit all day, which sucks. Like,
hey man, that's people's job.
No, I know, I know.
People who work. I've always wanted to go to a dump. You know, like the dump.
Yeah,
and I see guys on TikTok live streaming. They're at the dump. They got the huge fucking cranes, and it's just trash. I'm so curious. What does that smell like?
Oh, it's. You've never smelled like a.
But I mean,
like
Zane driving down 441 in Hollywood.
Yeah,
back in Florida.
Like, I know what
we had a dump on the side of the road.
It's
Matt,
no
through
Matt,
the it, car.
It'll block you out.
It smells really bad.
But then I'm like, but working there, how long? Because sensory adaptation, eventually you don't smell it anymore. But I'm like, do you think
the gas mask with like the.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know why I pictured them wearing that. Like I pictured them out in the middle of that trash wearing that. So because I think there are so many fucking toxins in that fucking dump, like just shit mixing together and all
just
that.
Like, what? It smells like when you're leaving like a big office building and you're down there by like the trash.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, just
that
how,
dumpster,
like,
the one that you flip over, that dumb things need to be scrubbed. I just feel like they don't scrub that shit.
What's the process for, you know, they have to go around and collect all the porta potties? Do they collect them full? Are they at their, no, like, I think at Coachella? Are they opening them up, cleaning them there, and then bringing them?
I think there's like a vac. Isn't there like a, like thing, a, vac- a vacuum?
Like a tank that they, because I remember that movie. What's it called? Ready to Rumble? Or is it Eight-Legged Freaks? The one with David Arquette. That's their
crazy
job.
Crazy that you remember that movie.
And they, you put like this little nozzle on it. You suck it all out. And then I bet the tubs get picked up and they clean those out. God, all respect. Dirty jobs.
Yeah.
Remember that
Mike
show?
Rowe.
Mike,
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that they've done an episode with porta potties already.
Yes, yeah. yes. Mad respect.
Did you guys see the video of the sheriff who's in the middle of like basically like a standoff, and he got caught on like a video basically showing him on his phone swiping
on
a dating app?
There's no way.
In the middle.
Yeah, he's on Hinge.
That is Hinge. Oh my God.
Literally in the middle of this.
Wait, where is he? Because that's a car chase, but where?
And they have the grapplers, and
so they end up pinning him to a wall. And so you'll see it here in a second.
And this looks serious too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because the driver was armed. And so he's standing back here behind.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, it's fully like in the moment. Like,
That's
he's just
crazy.
Swiping away.
Damn, that man must be lonely though. Like, in that very
his
moment.
Testosterone is just like, God damn, I got my gun. Shit's not popping. I gotta find a fix.
It could be like one or two things. Either one is just like, damn, I really need to find somebody, and I'm gonna spend all my day, even during work, even during a fucking SWAT operation, I'm gonna try to find.
What was his excuse? Love, or he was like, it was evidence. I thought I recognized the victim on Hinge.
I just want to see the girl make a TikTok and go, oh my God, I was one of the girls.
That's me. That's me.
Wait, that's me.
Bro, but like that couldn't wait. That's crazy.
That's wild.
She has too many selfies, boy. Run. Run.
It like almost looks like it's so crazy where it looks like something where I'd go, oh, this would be funny. Yo, get this. We're like as quick as you get this, and I just go to the app real quick and just swipe. Like, it's crazy that was like real.
Imagine though, like he has a wife at home.
True.
And she sees this. I'm sorry, Bradley. What?
Baby. It's Instagram.
I did not look
bored.
Like no Instagram. That
saw you on
like
the news today, babe.
Oh, hand over your phone.
Yeah, Chase.
Hand over your phone.
I
want
to see right now.
No, don't fuck with me. Face ID. Got it. No. Locks herself in the bathroom. No, please, babe.
He grabs the.
And then meanwhile, she's just recording him on the other side, just going, listen to this shit. You SWAT? I'm going to SWAT that ass.
What?
SWAT that phone out of your hand if you're looking at other bitches.
But you know what? I hope he does find somebody in that SWAT operation. Just so like in his heart, it was like, you know what? I got fired as a SWAT officer, but at least I found the love of my life and I never would have saw her maybe.
True.
If I didn't in that moment. You know?
Weird question. It's like being a SWAT person, is it kind of like a firefighter shift? Like it could be like a slow day and you're just like chilling, waiting for like.
Good question.
It's not like police where you're on active patrol.
I think you're something and also SWAT. So when something comes up, you get ready.
Oh, well, effectively on call 24/7, but so is firefighters, but it's just.
But they're
like,
not like at a SWAT station, like playing cards.
I'm
like
sure.
Waiting for
I'm
a
sure there's
to
like
ring.
A firefighter station, but for SWAT team, there has to be.
Well, where are those field trips?
I guess. But they probably have to keep their shit hidden. Like a firefighter station, you want to know where that is.
Okay, yeah, SWAT.
You know?
Yeah,
that has
right.
to be a little bit like.
SWAT's more underground.
There's no reason for you needing to know where the SWAT offices are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Okay.
Or Maybe they change location in different homes every time. Maybe they Airbnb because they're like, we got to stay hidden for like, this operation.
Or maybe, yeah, they're on call, but they get like the heads up like, hey guys, we're doing a raid tomorrow. Bring your best vest.
I wish I got to like, if I got asked to like, oh, would you want to like, would you want to shadow?
Shadow is SWAT.
Yeah, I would 100% want to be on a stakeout like SWAT. Yeah, just like kind of just there behind them. They're protecting me because, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I want to be in the car and the SWAT guy's sitting there with binoculars and he's like, yo, check this out. I want to be on a ride along.
But you know what? That would be so fucking scary. So scary. Just like knowing that anything could pop off at any moment because you are in a free for all. It's a free for all land that you're in.
Or like shadow like a PI.
I feel like that job is a lot more boring than we think.
It's a lot of like Googling, being like, yeah, bitch, I found this.
It's all following around. And you know, it's not like a movie. They're not going in and it's like something insane that they're getting. It's just like they go into someone's house.
Or just like you're like watching them and they're just like.
If someone was like onto your tail.
Walking out of like a restaurant.
Yeah. If someone was on your tail, do you think you'd know?
No.
Yeah. No. I think so.
You would? Well, I don't think like they would have your car following you. They wouldn't
would,
have your car.
I would know.
Yeah, but they don't follow right behind you.
Right.
Like I think they're really good with it. Yeah.
Stealth with their.
They have to be. They have to be at least probably what, three cars behind you. You would never catch that.
Not in LA.
And I feel like you could follow people pretty easily home. Have you ever thought of that? Like an intrusive thought. Your driver's like, I'm just gonna follow this person.
Yes.
Just
yes.
The next
I thought
30
about
minutes.
Following. I've always wanted to follow like a cop, like to see when they'd be like, why are you following
that,
me?
Yeah, I wouldn't
just
do that.
Just because I want to see where the action is. Where's the night? Where's the night going, boys? Like that's where I'm just like, where are they going?
Where's the night taking us,
please?
Baby?
Can I come, please?
Oh, come on. Now let me help you. It's like the superhero movie, like with a kid that wants to. Let me come.
Yeah.
Come on.
But yeah, I've had that intrusive thought. Like, what if you just got followed?
Just follow all the, I got followed once here. Did I tell you that?
What?
You got followed going to the studio?
No. I got followed, just in general.
Oh.
I think it was somebody that knew who I was, but they were a guy. So it, like, you know, when like you see a girl, like looking at you from far, you're like, oh, okay, she must be a fan. But when a dude is doing it, like an older, it's like a little, you got to watch out. Like, are they right. about to fucking rob me? Are they about to jump me? Like, what is it? It was a dude that was in the car, but he knew who I was, but he was being so fucking creepy about it. This was like years ago. He followed me like pretty much from the street, 10 minutes down the road to a friend's house that I was going to the their like apartment.
Damn.
And that's a long time to be following somebody. And I noticed it when I got closer there. And they parked there and I ran inside. I'm like, oh my God, I'm being followed. I look outside and it was like a fan.
Good grief.
Yeah. It was like,
what planet do you live on?
It's so fucking scary.
Like Zane, it's me. I just thought I could follow you home. Just yeah, big fan. Can I get
that,
a picture?
Just subtle. It's huh? just like, whoa, dude.
Or the worst, I hate when I've been at like red lights and something and someone's like, hey, roll your window down. And I'm thinking like, what is
that's,
like,
that's
is
fine.
My car, is something like leaking out of my car? But they're like, just a big fan. Just want to say hi. But I'm still like, thank you. But like, you're putting me in a very vulnerable place.
Are you driving?
They also could just be like, bam. Like, just like
are
that.
You, wait,
got
are, you,
it.
Are you driving?
Yes, I'm driving
still?
And they're next to me and it's just like, oh my God. Hey,
yes.
Matt.
I thought you were at a stoplight.
Well,
that's fine.
Sure. Even a stoplight as well is like, if I catch you, I catch you, but I'm not rolling my window down because we're operating motor vehicles here.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Us, Zane, the JoJo Siwa on the highway.
Yeah.
Bitch, roll it down.
We were fucking, like, we were zooming up to her to try to, like, say hi to her because she was driving that fucking car. That you know her, what her,
yeah, her little Tesla. She's asking for that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have something like that, I feel like you want people to come up to you and say hi, like in like while driving.
It was hard to get her attention, though.
It was. Well, she probably gets it fucking 50 times a goddamn day. No, it wasn't that. It was more
the Justin Bieber one.
Because I remember her name was on there too. It didn't like it looked. Maybe it was that.
It could have been that one.
It was something like that. Yeah. Where we saw from a mile away that we're like, wait a second. And the last time I saw her was at VidCon before that, where she shook my hand sternly, just fucking stern. I'll never forget that. Every time I see her, I'm like,
she meant business.
I bet she has even a stronger fucking handshake now. I bet she'll beat my fucking ass.
She does those. She should sell workouts with the hand.
Yeah, she should sell like metal bows, like you know, like bow with weights.
Yeah,
just like for weighted the fucking bows. Weighted bows. Yeah.
You're just like that head up,
just fucking neck workout. Yeah, dude, I'm gonna make a music video with her. Watch
my high top shoes. I'm doing it. Do I love that song?
High top shoes.
That was like one of her OG.
Would you
bangers.
Say that's a very like doo 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 song?
Yeah, it's like for like
your
little kids.
Your doo doo.
My dude to dude.
Like you're saying doo doo doo.
Like a ditties?
Oh, yes.
I'm saying Sabrina Carpenter's songs sound like ditties.
Diddy.
I think high top shoes actually fucking go somewhere.
Oh, it's not like that's not a ditty song to you?
I don't.
Can you, what's another example of a ditty song?
Like a song?
Except for P. Diddy. But.
Like, I feel like just songs that sound like TikTok. Like, I'm like, this sounds just like a TikTok dance.
But I feel like that's.
Oh, it's so hard. I'm on the spot. Oh, dude, I'm stoned. I'm trying
sorry,
to like.
Sorry. No. Oh my God. No, I shouldn't. Loser. I don't know.
Like, I think I fucked up. I'm just a loser. Da-da-da. That's like a ditty.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But Sabrina Carpenter songs are better. Sabrina Carpenter fucking rocks.
Sorry, I was just like, I was, you know, I was doing like a little loop around.
Yeah, no, bring it back. Bring it back. Call it back.
We're a podcast.
Land the ship.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love Zara Larsson.
She's great.
That Midnight Sun album she put out, like, I. Sun kissed in it on it. That all fucking day.
Yeah, fucking. It
goes
hard.
Give me all of that. I just have dismissed Zara Larsson for the longest time. I also
you
get
did.
Her confused.
And I remember because I feel like I brought her up like a few months ago and you were like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't like
I get her
Zara.
Confused with that other girl. Who other did girl. Like, my coconuts, you can put them in your mouth.
What? What is that?
Kim Petras. I thought Kim Petras and Zara Larsson
oh,
in my head.
Oh, no. I completely
know.
Different people.
I know. Yes.
That's funny. How you thought that was Zara Larsson. I mean,
in my brain, I just dismissed Zara Larsson. And then she finally came on my feet. I'm like, yo, this slaps.
Yeah.
Who is the actress for Wonder Woman?
Brie Larson.
I kept thinking this whole time when everybody was talking about Zara Larsson and like the music, and I was like, damn.
Oh. She's working.
I was like, she does music too? I was like, Wonder Woman? And I was like, the whole time, I thought that was her.
Brie Larson.
Is she still like doing a lot of movies?
She was Captain Marvel, so she like did a bunch of that. I feel like she needs to come back to the serious roles. But I think she's busy being a mom. And like, she's really active on her YouTube channel too. Like, I think she, like, started it during COVID.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of these, like, actors that have kids, they see social media as also just, like, a way to generate revenue without having to leave your house.
Yeah.
Be a stay at home. Then they start it. I think it's, like, really smart for them. And that's probably why we don't see a lot of them.
Oh, she's in the new Super Mario movie.
Oh.
Well, that's a voiceover.
Oh, is she Peach? No, she's not.
She does it from the comfort of her own home,
Rosalina.
I'm sure.
Rosalina.
Rosalina. Has Shakira ever performed at Coachella?
Mm-mm. No,
I feel like she'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm. I bring out a lot of old people.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah,
I think like I could see her being on that stage in a year or two. I'm gonna call it right now.
You pitch it.
I just have a feeling. Yeah, Shakira, because she is somebody. She would bring masses. Like her old shit. You know, she would be popping out there with her old shit. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, now everyone and imagine everybody shaking their fucking bellies in the crowd.
That'd be, she came out as a guest in 2024.
Oh,
and we don't remember this.
Well, it looks like it's for artists I've never heard of, so that's probably why I didn't know. All right, I think that's all we got for today, baby. I'm high as hell, and it's time to end this episode. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Ethan Filter. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form. On youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. And if you want to check out the patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode, early access, ad free. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. It's a great time. Again, if you want to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We're going to jump into the unwind right now, so we'll see you there.
We love you guys.
Toodles.
Heath.
Peace.